The Memphis Repertory Orchestra presents a concert of 19th century masterworks Saturday, May the 12th at First Congregational Church in Midtown Memphis. The orchestra is led by William Langley, led by and founded by, who you all might remember from being on this program every once in a while. He's a nice guy who fills in for me in the afternoons, but he's awfully busy juggling school, this orchestra. He's also heavily involved in the Eroica Ensemble, and you might remember seeing him on the cover of the Memphis Flyer recently when they had the article 20 Under 30. William Langley joins me in the studio this morning. I'm tickled to have you here. Thanks for coming by this morning.
Great to see you, Jackie.
Gosh, this has been such a great year for you.
I know, it's been busy, and you know, busy to a lot of people is scary, but to me it's fun. You know, it's challenging. You know, we have a Eroic Ensemble. We have had a full season. We end in June. The Memphis Repertory Orchestra has, you know, leaps and bounds grown over time, this being our second full season. And of course, we're excited to announce the third season. So there's just so much going on. And of course, school, as much as I hate to say it, it is a good thing, but you know, I'd rather not be in school, but that's okay.
Well, you're managing your time well. I mean, you're juggling all these things, and things seem to be going well so far.
You know, it works out. I mean, I'm so fortunate to be able to do all that I do and still live to tell the tale.
Well, let's tell everybody a little bit about the orchestra if they're not familiar with it. Really, pretty much, the name says it all.
Well, you know, there's a National Repertory Orchestra that people know about, and the idea of the orchestra is to play the standard repertoire. But for us, it's a little bit different of an idea. We use mostly college students, some older people that are just, you know, professionals in the city that want to play. But mainly the idea is to reach out to people that are my age, you know, people that are in college learning. And what we do is we rehearse Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday before a concert, 7 to 9:30. And we do repertoire. I mean, the programming of the orchestra is to help the musicians grow and to put repertoire under their belt that they'll be playing for the next million years in their career. So, of course, Beethoven's Fifth on our upcoming concert is a big one. Everybody plays it. But I think the youthful interpretation that we'll have for the city will be absolutely fantastic. And that's the nice thing about the Memphis Repertory Orchestra is we're performing most of these pieces for the first time. I'm conducting them for the first time. And the youthful energy that we put into it is very fresh and exhilarating.
So let's talk about, so you're talking about Beethoven's Fifth, and you're conducting this piece for the first time. How
yes.
excited are you?
Well, I have to tell you, you know, when other people have done it a million times and this is my first, you know, I think, oh my gosh, what am I up against? But I think to myself, to be on the podium and just to let the first notes ring out through the hall, I'm scared. Like, just the foreboding 3/8 notes and a half note, you know, just to be able to conduct it.
Well, why don't we hear those familiar notes?
Oh, yes.
Which I love, because I've heard it described as death knocking on a door.
Oh, yes, foreboding.
So how long have you been studying the score for this?
Well, it's been a while. I've actually conducted the piece in part with the Eroica Lab Orchestra, and we put that together, and I did a little bit of the first movement, a little bit of the second, and a little bit of the third, a little bit of the fourth, so a little bit of everything. So I've been studying it for a while. You know, being a classical musician is a special thing, especially when you're young. This is a piece that everybody knows, and you just think, ba 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 ba, and you don't know how the rhythm is actually written until you see the score. And people think it's, well, for us music nerds, triplet, half note. And it's actually bum 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 bum. It's 3/8 notes. So anyway, so as a kid, you just see, you know, little kids going around the street, bum 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 bum. You know, it sounds like a triplet. And you think, no, no, that's not what it is. So that's your life's goal, is to set out to make sure that it does not sound like that, you know. But to conduct this piece is interesting because it is a piece that came in Beethoven's life at a very interesting point. You know, you have to think he's lost his hearing by this point. And what is he hearing? You know, why? If only he could hear this. Of course, he's imagining it in his head. But for us to be able to go through with it and perform it for audiences today, and you think he uses that motive so many times in the first movement, but yet at the end, the last time you hear it, it's not stale. It's not old yet. You can hear it another 85 times. And I think that's the genius of Beethoven. He knew just how far he could go with something. And with the first movement, he went pretty damn far. But, you know, it's still good.
It's really terrific. And I'm not going to let myself miss seeing you on the podium doing that for the first time. That's going to be exciting. So in addition to Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, you're also programming some Debussy.
Yes. So the Debussy is one that I actually, I sat in the orchestra for with Germantown Symphony, but didn't get to play a note. I think I maybe tooted one note or something. But I fell in love with it because, you know, Debussy, you know, you think of La Mer and all these huge pieces, the Nocturnes, you know, by Debussy. And you really don't hear this one. And it's because he wrote it for four-hand piano. And Henri Busser wrote it over for orchestra. And it's just cute. It's a very small orchestra, and it's almost dreamy and just impressionistic, like we think of Debussy as.
Well, let's hear a little bit of the minuet from the Petite Suite. Again, the Memphis Repertory Orchestra will be playing this piece Saturday, May the 12th, at First Congregational Church in Midtown Memphis. I love his music. Just so dreamlike and ethereal.
I know. You just, you know, I think of Debussy just in a little canoe in a pond or something where nobody can touch him. Just kind of floating along, laying down on his back and just looking up at the sky, just kind of, I don't know, reminiscing, dreaming of the future. And that's the feeling I get when I perform his music or when I listen to it. It's just so, it just kind of transcends.
Yeah, you know? It does. Well, also on the program, you're opening with a Verdi overture.
Funny story behind this overture. So years ago, I watched Riccardo Muti and then James Levine and all these great operatic conductors conduct this. And I thought, this is an amazing overture. Why isn't it done more often? And so I thought, okay, well, we have to get the music. Well, at this
time. And it's Nabucco.
Nabucco, yes. Yeah. And so at this time, it was Wolf River. You know, we had the Wolf River Orchestra, and I couldn't find the music. And I thought, well, we don't have a budget, so we can't do it. Well, a couple of months ago, I look on IMSLP. Sure enough, there it is. All the parts and everything. Manuscript, of course. But I thought, okay, this is a sign. We have to do it. And to hear it, it just opens with a chorale. It's so dreamy. And then this bombastic string and cymbal and full orchestra tutti. And then this middle section. I mean, it's an opera overture to the core. But I figured we've never done Verdi. So it's time to bring it back to the standard. We opened with a standard concert, and then we went through Mahler and all these things throughout the season. And I thought, to seal the envelope for the season finale, let's just do a standard concert.
I love it. So the Nabucco Overture by Verdi, also Claude Debussy's Petite Suite, and Beethoven's Fifth Symphony on the program. Gosh, I don't know what we should talk about next season or something exciting that you're doing this summer. You want to give us a season preview?
Let's do the season preview, and then we'll leave the treat for the end. The season preview, we have 5 concerts scheduled for next season. And just as of today, we finalized the soloist, and I'll just, you know, run down what we have.
Okay.
September 1st will be our opening concert, and we will highlight return soloist Stafford Hartman. She's a soprano. She is one of probably the best voices I have ever heard in my entire life. She reminds me so much of Netrebko, just with all these flitty and floaty and glamorous lines. She just kind of skates through it, and she's fantastic. And we will, I'm trying to twist her arm to do a little Manon, a Massenet. I saw that at the Met when I was in New York, and just with Netrebko 4 rows away from her, I just almost fell out of my chair.
Oh, my goodness.
So hopefully we can get her to do the Gavotte and the march from that, and we'll do the Romeo and Juliet Gounod, hopefully Je Veux Vivre, and then probably the Poison Aria. So anyway, so that's the opening season in September 1st. October 20th is a very special soloist, Jeremiah Padilla. He'll be playing the Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto in B-flat. He's a student of Victor Asuncion at the university. And this guy, same grade as me, we're both juniors and going into our senior year. From freshman year, this guy, he's just a whiz kid. I mean, just a wunderkind. And he just goes around the music building. He's the nicest guy you'll ever meet. And he plays like a bat out of hell. I mean, he's just amazing. So we'll do that. And then in the spring, March 2nd is still open. Then we'll close the season with April 6th. Actually, Will Hoppeniemi's girlfriend, Heidi Hahn. She's an amazing violinist and another another violin concerto I've been waiting to do, the Beethoven Violin Concerto in D major.
Oh,
so,
boy.
So it'll be a nice season. I mean, a lot of great soloists, you know, young, talented, exuberant. And it's fun to have them with the orchestra because we do the same thing. I mean, you know, we're exhilarated by youth because we are, you know, in our youth.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that will be nice. And, of course, this summer we do have a treat.
This summer you do have a treat. And this is what I love about you. I mean, you don't set any limits.
Oh, no, you can't. You just have to keep moving.
You do. Well, tell everybody what you've got planned this summer.
Okay, so we open the season with Dvorak 9, and like I said, we opened with standards, and that really, it just sank into the orchestra. I mean, they sank their teeth into it, and I just thought, wow, we really set this on fire. So anyway, so that stuck in my head, and I thought, how can we do this again? Well, then Will Hopp and Yamy came along in October, and we did Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto, and I thought, well, this one really, really worked for us. And so Jordan Stevens, the concertmaster of the Memphis Repertory Orchestra, and I got together, and we said, what if we did a CD? So we are actually spending a good week in heavy rehearsal and then 2 full days in the recording studio recording the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto with Will. He'll return, and then we'll do the Dvorak's, his Ninth Symphony. And of course, with this, you know, comes a new tier, a new chapter of the Memphis Repertory Orchestra to be able to give a CD to people as a sampler to what we're about and what we do. And of course, this comes with a price. We have to raise $6,000, but I have no doubt that we'll be able to do it because the city of Memphis has really embraced the Memphis Repertory Orchestra. One of our concerts this season, and most of our concerts have a lot of people showing up, but we almost had a fight breakout. Not really, but there were people that were arguing over chairs because we ran out of chairs on the ground floor. And we told everybody, well, there's the balcony at First Congo. You know, you can go up there. The sound is just as good. And they got a little snappy with it. Said, I don't want to sit up there. I want to be on the floor. So anyway, with that kind of audience love that we have, you know, for the MRO, I think we'll have no problem in getting the CD out there. But that'll be the kind of the cap of the season. And one thing I didn't tell you about in July, we haven't set the date yet. Gerald Stevens, the wonderful jazz pianist in town, will join the orchestra for a little Rhapsody in Blue.
Oh, how fun!
So of course we'll have to come back and talk about that then. But that's going to be exciting. So that'll be a little summer session before we start the 2012-2013 season.
Gosh. So, I'm so excited. And the fact that you're going into record, I think, is just tremendous.
Well, it's new. You know, talking with Michael Gilbert about Leonard Bernstein, you know, when they would record, he said, you know, with Lenny, it wasn't a splice. He said, Lenny was a purist. He said, you go in and you play. And I said, I like that idea. I said, you know, people go in and they splice every other bar and fix this note intonation here and this entrance and that. And I just thought to myself, I don't want to give us time enough to splice and to get plastic surgery-esque like that. And so I just thought, well, 2 days with, you know, a little 5-hour periods here and there gives us time to fix, but it also gives us time to be pure and to be just the regular old Memphis Repertory Orchestra that we are, and just do the pieces again. And since we've done them in the season, I think it won't be too hard to kind of start them back up.
Sure. I mean, you're getting back on the bicycle, so
yeah,
it shouldn't
absolutely
be hard.
Turning those off.
Well, you know, and it's so terrific that you've got Michael Gilbert to tell you stories like that. Of course, he played with the New York Phil for
30 years.
Yeah. I know. And so if he talks about how Leonard Bernstein does the recording process, you know, that's a good note to write down.
Well, you know, it passes around, and I think it's neat because Michael has all these stories of Ankarian and all these people that he's worked with, and I think it's neat to think of Mazel and Bernstein and, you know, Muti and Mehta and all these wonderful conductors that he's worked with, and to take the stories so I can pass them down. You know, I'm like a kid in a candy store when he starts talking about this stuff, beaming from ear to ear. And for him, it was just, it was what he did for 30 years, you know? So anyway, music is great like that. You know this. It's it's a small world, and just another chance to get up there on the podium and do it again is just, you know, it can't get any better than that.
So May the 12th, Saturday, mark your calendar. The Memphis Repertory Orchestra presents their season finale, a concert of 19th century masterworks, including Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. And this concert is free, but they will accept donations, and they are raising money for that recording project this summer, too. So I'll leave you with that. But just congratulations for all of the success the past two seasons. And I know that next season is going to be terrific, and I'll cross my fingers on the recording project.
Yes. Now, one last thing. thing. Mm-hmm. We do have our social media all up.
Oh,
so
that's
true. So if you follow us on Twitter, you can find us at the @ MRO Presents, and you can follow all of our posts. We have pictures with soloists. We keep you updated throughout the rehearsal week and through the season of any changes. And then also, you could follow me at Langley Conducts. And then we're also on Facebook at, what is it? It's facebook.com/Memphis Rep Orchestra. And then, of course, our website is memphisreporchestra.com. So get in touch.
Get in touch. William Langley, the music director of the Memphis Repertory Orchestra, my guest today. This has been a delight. Thanks so much.
So good to see you, Khaki. Thank you.
All right.